This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on March 3rd, 2011. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Order the open meeting for Thursday, March 3rd, 2011. The first item on our agenda is correction and approval of minutes. Is there a motion?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to move to approve agenda document number 11-11, minutes for the open session held on February 17th, 2011.
Any discussion on the motion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 6-0. The next item on our agenda is the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on the Kansas Republican Party, A0802. There are late submitted documents in this matter. Vice Chair.
I move to suspend the rules on the timely submission of agenda documents in order to consider the late submission of agenda document numbers 11-05B and 11-05C, as well as agenda document numbers 11-10A and 11-10B. Thank you.
Is there any objection? Without objection, the motion carries. This matter is back on our agenda after some earlier discussion at a meeting about a month ago. Does Council have any opening statement prepared, or shall we move to Commission discussion?
We're ready to begin.
Thank you. Is there any discussion or motions with respect to this matter? Vice Chair Hunter?
Thank you, Madam Chair. As you've noted, we've talked about this matter at a previous public meeting and had several conversations with the audit staff, thank you, and with our colleagues. And so at this point, I will move to adopt the motion as set forth in agenda document 11-05B.
For the record, I think that it... While this document is blue, I think it would be useful to have some explanation so the Commission is all clear on what it's voting on. This is a motion to remove a number of pieces of findings 1, 2, and 3 that apparently don't have a sufficient vote from the Commission. So this would be a motion to not approve those elements of those findings. Is there any discussion on the motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? No.
No.
Motion fails 3-3. Commissioners Peterson, Commissioner McGann, the Vice Chair voting in favor, Commissioner Walther, Commissioner Weintraub, and myself voting in opposition. Is there a further motion?
Yes, in light of the previous vote.
Oh, sorry. Commissioner Weintraub.
We would like to make our own motion to, God, I got so many motions on blue paper, I can't find the report. Okay, so the report itself, the original audit report and recommendation is in agenda document number 1105. I move that we approve agenda document 1105.
Any discussion on the motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed?
No.
Motion fails 3-3. Are there any further motions?
Yes. In light of the previous two votes, I move to approve the motion as set forth in agenda document 11-05-C, which represents what we hope will be a consensus on the Kansas GOP audit.
With respect to this motion, as I understand it, it is relayed in the document. But again, I think that it's useful for our record to have some explanation of what it does. It, in effect, approves the elements of the findings that appear to have six votes or consent, at least four votes in favor of them. And under our new directive, those elements that do not have four votes will move to an additional issues section for discussion. Is there any further discussion on the motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries 6-0. Thank you. The next matter on our agenda is the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on the Georgia Federal Elections Commission, AO7-14. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm Terry O'Brien from the Audit Division, and I'm here to present the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum of the Georgia Federal Elections Committee, the state party of the Georgia Democratic Party. The audit covered the 2005-2006 election cycle. The audit resulted in the following findings. One, misstatement of financial activity. Two, payment of federal activity with non-federal funds. And three, disclosure of occupation and name of employer. And as pointed out in the memorandum, both audit and Office of General Counsel agree that the committee was required to report all activity from its payroll account, as noted in the misstatement finding. We would be glad to answer any questions.
Thank you. Is there any discussion on this audit or any motions? Commissioner Walther?
Madam Chairman, I move to approve the audit staff's recommendation and agenda item 11-10.
Thank you. I'm going to be supporting that motion because I think that the conclusions were right, although I do want to note that the Audit Division in its memorandum to us did recommend that the committee not be required to amend its reports with respect to this payroll issue, and I think that's an appropriate conclusion in this case. The committee has made adjustments to how it is doing its business so that this issue will no longer be a problem for them. So I will support that motion. Is there any other discussion on the motion? Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Boy, this has been a headache. I'm going to vote against this motion. I'm going to be voting against a lot of motions today. But I want to explain why, because I will be voting against the motion for different reasons than some of my colleagues will be voting against it. At least I think so. The issue that proved to be the knottiest for us, and the one that the committee actually asked for and made a presentation on in their audit hearing, asked for an audit hearing and made a presentation on this issue, concerned this payroll escrow account. It did not seem to neatly fit into any of the boxes in the regulations, and the auditors concluded that it was, I think, the functional equivalent of an allocation account, but it didn't quite work as an allocation account either, because it had funds in it that would not normally be permitted in an allocation account. So it's not in any of the boxes that are set out in the regs. It appears to be sort of an animal that was not contemplated by the commission when it set out those regulations. And I think we need to be very careful about how we approach these kinds of salary issues. Congress made a determination about how salaries need to be paid for in the Bipartisan Campaign Reform Act. The commission issued, before my time, a regulation on that to try and make life a little bit simpler for the party committees in implementing that law, and trying to figure out how to work this rule that said that if they do more than 25% FIA, employees have to be paid entirely out of the federal account. If they do less than that, it was a little bit unclear what was to happen. The commission said, well, let's just say they could do it entirely out of the non-federal account. I don't think that was an irrational call on the part of the commission back then, but it didn't pass judicial muster, and so we ultimately revised that to have a more refined notion and to make the committees go back and do a more precise analysis of how much in the under 25% category was federal versus non-federal. So I think given that the commission has kind of struggled with how committees can comply with the law in this particular area before, I think we need to be very careful about what we say. And I do not want to approve any language in an audit report that might be construed, in the context of an audit report, that might be construed as effectively amending our regulations when it comes to how what kind of accounts committees can set up. I think from a process standpoint, that would be a bad way of amending the regulations. It would be, you know, probably an illegal way of amending our regulations. And it would be bad process because this committee came in and made a very persuasive case that they had difficulties because they had a trusted vendor and the vendor couldn't accommodate the way the regulations were set up. So they did something that audit has confirmed did not involve any non-federal subsidy of federal activity. And they have subsequently changed vendors so that they are now squarely within the regulations that are on the books. And for those reasons, I agree with their request that we not ask them to do further amendments because they've already disclosed everything that would be appropriately disclosed and should be appropriately disclosed as federal election activity. And the auditors have confirmed that too. So doing an amendment would be kind of a pointless exercise at this point. But I'm not comfortable with the conclusion that since what they did really does seem to kind of fall in this outside the contemplation of the regulations category. I'm not comfortable drawing a conclusion that either they complied with the regulations or didn't comply with the regulations. As I said, I think they did something that was not contemplated by the regulations and did it in a way that fulfilled the spirit of the regulations and the law. I think they were trying hard, but, you know, they are in a better place now because they are now literally complying with the regulations, and that is the best place to be. Now, maybe we should do a rulemaking that, you know, takes another look at whether there are other kinds of accounts that ought to be within the contemplation of the regulation. Maybe we ought to specifically address this in a rulemaking context where a broader audience would have the opportunity to comment on it because, you know, they came in and made a very persuasive presentation, but, you know, other people tend not to pay much attention to an individual audit. So we don't get feedback from the outside world as to whether what they did is a good idea or a bad idea, or ought to be adopted as a regulation or not, whether other alternatives would be better. You know, those are the sorts of issues that are best fleshed out in the rulemaking context. So I am comfortable that they don't need to amend. I'm not comfortable with the conclusions here that this was effectively an allocation account because I don't think it quite was. But as I said, when we get to further motions, I'm going to vote against them too because I'm not willing to say that they complied with the law because they didn't quite do that either. And as I said, I don't want to create through an audit report sort of a new regulation or the understanding in the regulated community that now there's this new kind of account that has been blessed by the commission. Because, as I said, part of my comfort level with what they did is that they've now fixed it and they're doing it in a different way that does literally comply with the regulations. So I hope some of that made sense. I will be voting against this motion, but then I'm going to be voting against the counter motion as well. And I'm not, because we already have very many motions, I'm not going to make yet another motion that would reflect my ideal resolution of the case because it's just really unnecessary. What will happen is the issues that we don't agree on will move to additional issues and will be the nature of the commission's views will be reflected there. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Is there any further discussion on the motion to approve the audit report? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
Motion fails 2-4. Are there further motions on this matter? Vice Chair?
I move the motion as reflected in Agenda Document 11-10-A.
Is there discussion on the motion? The question before the Commission is approving a motion that is reflected in an agenda document which would not approve the part of the finding one with respect to GFEC's payroll account. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
No. Motion fails 3-3. Are there further motions?
Yes, I move to adopt the motion as set forth in agenda document 11-10-B.
Is there any discussion on the motion? Question before the commission is the motion to approve the motion that is found within the agenda document, which would not approve some of the discussion and finding two of the audit report. Is there any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
No.
No. Motion fails 3-3. Is there a further motion? Commissioner Weintraub.
Okay, I'm going to try to encapsulate what I think we actually agree on with my appreciation to the chair and vice chair who helped to craft this motion. I move to approve agenda document 1110, the original audit report, subject to appropriate changes pursuant to Directive 70, with the following modifications and all necessary technical and conforming changes. With respect to finding one, misstatement of financial activity, we approve this finding with respect to the misstatement issues other than the payroll escrow account. With respect to amendments based on the payroll accounts issue, the commission concludes that the GFEC is not required to further amend its reports in relation to the transactions involving the payroll escrow account. With respect to finding two, payment of federal activity with non-federal funds, we approve this finding as to the issue of GFEC's failure to provide documentation of its payroll expenses reported as allocated on Schedules H-4 as described in the sections captioned Disclosure of Salaries and Related Expenses on pages 9 and 11. I haven't mentioned finding three explicitly in this motion because we are otherwise approving the document, but that would include approving finding three, which we do actually, I think, agree on. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Is there any discussion on the motion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries 6-0. Mr. Palmer, are there any administrative or management matters for the commission?
Madam Chair, there are none.
Thank you very much. With that, we will adjourn this meeting.